أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله في أعمالنا إنه إلا له ومن يضلل فلا يا أيها الذي أنتم مسلمون
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم الأرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد brothers and sisters today inshallah we're going to continue the lecture series that I started in this blessed masjid about the surah of optimism it has been a long time since I give khutbah here but alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the opportunity and the chance to see this bright faces alhamdulillah rabbil alameen one more time to talk about and to continue our discussion on the seerah of optimism and as we agreed before whenever you hear the seerah the word the surah of optimism the very first thing that will come to your mind that should come to your mind is surah yusuf surah of optimism as the ulama named it or called it
And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama named the surah of optimism, because it started with a big tragedy, right? And then it ended with victory. So whenever you're down in your life, then always, always get back to Surah Yusuf. You will find the happiness and the joy in this surah. So to quickly recap what we spoke before about brothers and sisters, we said from the very beginning when Yusuf alayhi salam, a young child, he had a conversation with his father about the dream that he used to see a lot, right? And subhanAllah, we said that the lesson we learned from here is that your child must or should be comfortable sharing his everyday issue with you, right? And as a parent, what you should be doing, you should always listen to your child and give them the guidelines and guide them throughout the whole entire life. This is your role as a parent, right? And then we moved forward and we said, do not cause divisions between your children. Yaqub alayhi salam says, "Inna shaytana lil insani aduwwun mubin." Your siblings are not going to harm you because they're bad, but because shaitan is bad. Do not cause divisions and hatred between your children with your own hand, subhanAllah. Moving forward, brothers and sisters, when they decided to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam, we asked ourselves a question. Before we get to this point, they said we're going to kill Yusuf or throw him in the well. وَتَكُونُ مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And this is the trap of shaitan. Shaitan tells you and, you know, puts this in your mind and, you know, tells you to do something bad. With the intention of making tawbah after that. I will commit this sin, but after that I will repent. I will go to the masjid and pray, and Allahu ghafoor rahim. This is the trick of shaitan, brothers and sisters. Because, again, you never know when the time will come. So be careful and be aware of shaitan. This is how he gets you to commit the sin. We moved forward and we said that, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this to happen to Yusuf? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing the evil to happen in the world? Why there is so much murder and blood and destruction in the world? What about the earthquake? What about all of these things in the world? Subhanallah, why did Allah allow this to happen? We said, subhanallah, ikhwani, this is a very old question that the angels ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, when he told them he was going to create Adam, he told them, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." They said, how come you are creating? Why would you create someone who caused corruption on earth? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. They were not objecting or anything, just curiosity. They wanted to know, right? He said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. SubhanAllah, it's an old question. We said, if you are claiming to be a free person, free human being, then there has to be evil in the world, subhanAllah. Otherwise, where is the choice here? Where is the balance? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and there is only khayr in the world. Then do you actually have a choice to commit something different? No. The answer is no. It's only khayr, nothing else, subhanAllah. And we also said that one of the reasons could be because the khayr stems from evil sometimes. You ask why there are a lot of earthquakes in the world. Then we ask the scientists, they tell us there are a lot of also that keeps the balance on earth. SubhanAllah, what about the wars that the children getting, you know, dying every day? We're saying that SubhanAllah, most of the inventions happened during World War I and II. SubhanAllah. So there is always khayr behind the test and the trial. And eventually we said this is the nature of this dunya. We moved forward. They decided to throw Yusuf alayhi salam in the well. And subhanAllah, their father, he realized that there is something not good happening. And then he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I know there is something fishy happening here. However, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَيَّتِينِ بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. He said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. And that was my last talk. My last khutbah, we talked about the patience, subhanAllah. It's a topic we hear all the time, that sometimes you don't want to hear it no more. But subhanAllah, we discuss it from a different angle. Why do we have to be patient? What is the benefit of having patience in this world? We said, brothers and sisters, there are two different types of patience. It's not only that to be sabr on the trial or on test, but also to come to the masjid now and to listen to the khatib giving a talk for 30 minutes requires a lot of patience, right? To abstain away from haram, especially if you're a youngster, to stay away from something haram requires a lot of patience. That's why patience is very important. And then eventually, as we said, that life is a place of test. It's not Jannah, brothers and sisters. Atheists and whoever doesn't have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want it to be Jannah. I do not think there will be any other thing after that. I need everything good in this dunya. When something bad hits them, when calamity hits, they don't accept it. They reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they're expecting it to be Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very straightforward from day one. From the very beginning, He said, it's not going to be Jannah. We're going to filter you. Jannah is right there. It's after that. So brothers and sisters, life is basically like a novel that has two chapters. This is the first chapter. The second one is coming. And this is the hereafter. Moving forward, brothers and sisters, and today's topic, Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown in the well. His father realized what happened. Or he claimed that his brothers or siblings were innocent. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid this from him. They throw him in the well. They came back with a shirt, has blood, but there is no sign of wolf or anything, subhanallah. There is nothing. Nothing. Still, it's like full shirt, has blood. And you telling me that the wolf ate Yusuf. How come? How come this is possible? Right? They say that criminals always leave something behind them. Right? This is how they, you know, determine if somebody did something wrong. So they threw him in the well. Caravan found Yusuf alayhi salam. He was invited to live the rest of his life in the house of Aziz Masr, the prime minister of Egypt at that time. وقالت امرأة العزيز, and we knew the story, what happened, the whole seduction, seducing part between him and the امرأة العزيز, and this is going to be inshallah another topic. But there is one particular ayah that I'm going to stop inshallah and pause and reflect with you in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what happened between Yusuf alayhi salam and the lady, the wife of the prime minister of Egypt. Have ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did he ever mention the name of the wife of the امرأة العزيز? Did he ever mention her name anywhere in the Quran? The answer is no. It is very important incident. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the wife, the name of the wife of Umar al-Aziz, the prime minister of Egypt? A question that we can ask, right? Why didn't he say, and that woman, her name so and so, she tried to seduce Yusuf and he ran away? He didn't mention that. And the answer, brothers and sisters, and this is the third part of what we call the spiritual prescription if you want to live a healthy, happy life. Number one, to know the answer to the question why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created evil. Number two, to know the value of sabr. And today, brothers and sisters, the third element, if you really, truly want to live a happy, healthy life, and you want to live without any heart disease and all of the psychological issues, please learn from today's khutbah. It's very important. Why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention her name? Because there is an art, brothers and sisters, and there is khuluq, a quality that if you master in your life very well, you're going to be a happy, healthy person. In Arabic, it's called fan taghaful. It's the art of what? Overlooking little things in your life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention her name. One of the reasons the ulama say didn't mention her name because of satr. He wanted to cover up, of course. And the other thing is that it's not important. It's not important. Don't pause right there and say, why didn't Allah mention her name? It's not important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a very important, very good lesson in here. Move on with your life. Do not pause. Do not always overlook little things that happen in your life, brothers and sisters. Because of this, we focus on every little tiny details in our life, whether it is important or not important. Subhanallah, we're having a lot of issues, right? We're carrying the whole problems in the world on our shoulders. Why? Because we focus. He did. She did. He did not. He told me. Subhanallah, a brother, he passed by and he did salamu alaykum. He hates me. He doesn't like me. Why he's treating me like this? Ya akhi, subhanallah, move on. Maybe he did not see you, right? This is the art. That's why we call it fan. It's an art, brothers and sisters. It's fan. لا يجيده إلا الأذكياء. If you are a really smart person, let small things pass. overlook them. From your wife, and we're going to talk about this inshallah further. From your children, sometimes you just act as if you did not see what happened. Not because you're passive, not because you're negative, not because you cannot change the fact or what's happening. No, because you're a smart person. You are a generous person, brothers and sisters. This is the art of overlooking. He did not mention her name because it's not important. And how many insignificant things in our ummah nowadays that we pay attention to and we focus on, subhanAllah. We will get back to Yusuf alayhi salam, but after we go to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we have any story in Quran, any example in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mastered this art of overlooking little things? Yes. Surah At-Tahrim. وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. سبحان الله إخواني. Beautiful story from Surah At-Tahrim, and that shows us in a very interesting way the human side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household. He never claimed to be an angel, subhanallah. So according to the Mufassirin, they said one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told one of his wives, as Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, a secret. He told her, according to some Mufassirin, that Abu Bakr Siddiq is going to be Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And he told her, do not tell anybody, right? And of course, we know how hard it is for our sister sometimes to keep, you know, I'm not offending, of course, to keep secrets. Sometimes it's hard. This is nature, right? But subhanAllah, immediately after she heard that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she went to her best friend, As-Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and she said, the Prophet told me that your father is going to be Khalifa after that. He's going to be successor after that. SubhanAllah. Her best friend was Sayyida Aisha. So Jibreel alayhi salam informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the whole entire conversation. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Sayyida Safiya again, smiling of course. And he's like, I need to talk to you. Did you meet with Sayyida Aisha? Yes. Did you tell her so and so and so and so? Yes. How did you know? She even thought that Sayyida Aisha told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. Did you tell Aisha so and so and so? He said yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something very important here. He said, عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. He informed her of some of the stuff or some of the things they shared in the conversation. وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. And he overlooked some. He didn't say, you said that. She said, yes. And you said that. Yes, and you said that. SubhanAllah. What did the Prophet ﷺ do here, brothers and sisters? The Prophet ﷺ focused on the most important part in the conversation. He told her so and so and so. But what about the rest of the conversation? It's not important. So move on. Overlook this. Overlook it and just move on. It's not important. Why would I stop and pause? But what we do nowadays, subhanAllah, we pause in every single little tiny details in our life, especially between husband and wife. SubhanAllah, why are you doing this? SubhanAllah, some brothers, and we hear this complaint from the sisters all the time, when they, as soon as they step in the house, they're like police, subhanAllah. They're like FBI, subhanAllah. Wallahi. They want to know who turned the light on, who turned the light off, why the fridge is open, there was food over here, there was this, and the students and the kids, subhanAllah, they feel like their life is jaheem wal-ayyadu billah, that they don't like the father to come to the house. SubhanAllah, why? Because the father is focusing, is picking on them. You're focusing every little tiny thing. I'm a high school teacher myself, and I know they're a troublemaker in the class, I know that. Sometimes I pick on them, yes, to tell them you're doing something wrong. But a lot of times I overlook. I know she or he is doing something wrong, but I overlook this because for the future it's going to be better. Because children do not like when you pick on them all the time. Yes, you know they're doing something wrong. Brothers and sisters, here, where is the balance? Are you, ya Imam, are you telling us to be passive and not to correct? If something wrong in the masjid or in the house, I should not be correcting? I'm not saying that. I'm saying be generous and know that human beings, they slip and they make mistakes. Look, be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? Ignore little things because they're not important. My dear sister, ignore little things in your husband's, you know, life. Do not ask him every single moment, where are you going? Whom did you meet? And we know that as men, usually, we don't like to be asked this question all the time, right? Why? Because you feel like you are not free, man. Right? And this is the nature from the nature of men that we always tell our sisters, yes, it is your right to know where your husband is, but sometimes you might need to skip this or just overlook this. Why? Because life will go on. Your life is not going to be in jail, subhanAllah. That's why brothers and sisters say it's a fun, subhanAllah. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, one time, he went to the masjid at night and there was someone sleeping. He did not see him. So he just kind of tripped in his body on that person. So that person, that man, he looked and he didn't know he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And he said, "Amajnoonun anta? Are you crazy? Like, you know, you didn't see me. Are you crazy?" Umar ibn Aziz, Khalifa. He is the leader. Imagine, the ruler. He said, "No, I'm not." There was a bodyguard with Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And subhanAllah, the bodyguard wanted to, you know, harm the man. Umar ibn Aziz said, "Leave him alone." He asked if I was crazy and I said, "No, I am not." And move on. Did Umar ibn Abdul Aziz lose anything in this situation? He did not. Matter of fact, he gained the respect of the man, the respect of the bodyguard or the soldier, and the respect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, brothers and sisters. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When they are addressed, approached by al-jahilun, the ignorance, and there are a lot of jahilun in the world, uneducated. When they are harming you, they're attacking you, avoid them. Say salam. It's not important. I am not going to talk to you. This is the art of overlooking, brothers and sisters. There is another situation, inshallah, at the end of surah. It's the end of surah Yusuf. It's coming, we will talk about it. But I will share with you, inshallah, as well. Yusuf alayhi salam, when the whole family were united, when they came together at the end of the story, and he told them what happened to him in jail and all of these things, subhanAllah, Yusuf alayhi salam, he did not blame them. Right? He said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Allah was great, alhamdulillah, was kareem with me, because he helped me to get out of jail. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And we're all together now. And then he said, what? مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After Shaitan did what he did. After Shaitan divided us. SubhanAllah. Imagine you are in this situation and your brothers, they harmed you that much, and now it's time for you at least to blame them. Even Yusuf alayhi salam is not blaming them. Why do you think he did not blame them and say, after you guys threw me in the well, after you guys ruined my life, after you guys did all of this to me and the harm that you did to me and to your father? He didn't do that. Why? It's not important. What is more important now is the quality family time that we're having right now. SubhanAllah. Didn't I tell you it's an art? It's a skill that you need to know when and how to use it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the art or the skill of overlooking little things in your life. Again, I know some brothers and sisters here might have this in their mind right now, might think that the imam still has to be passive and not to correct. If my child is doing something wrong, I should not correct him, or, you know, the wife should not tell her husband anything. I'm not saying this. Communication has always to be there, always. If something needs to be cleared, please do this. But if something that you think it is not important right now, or maybe this is not the time, please move on with your life. I have read about a couple, husband, wife. They were fighting over a furniture that they were going to buy for a house that they were going to purchase in 5 years from now. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Akhi, choose your battle. Brothers and sisters, choose your battles. If this is not the right time for this argument, do not argue. If something in the future, why would you bother yourself today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 24 hours only today. But the problem is, we waste 12 hours regretting things we've done in the past. What about the next 12 hours? Subhanallah, we worry ourselves about the future. And this is what happens. Where is the balance here, brothers and sisters? The balance is that, when can I overlook things for my wife and for my husband? I will give you some things, criteria, and everyone is different. If you think that you can do these things, overlook and seek the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, overlook a problem or an issue if you think there is no way that it will change. Something, it's a habit that your wife or your husband or your child is having. It's a habit. Like, for example, your child laughs with a very loud voice. Sometimes kids cannot control. It's hard, no matter how I say, lower your voice. Inna abghad la sawt al hamir. Right? No matter how much you tell them this, it's not going to change. So rather than every time picking on him and it's like, I told you a million times, you're still laughing out loud. Right? Or he's speaking a certain way. You cannot correct that. If something cannot be changed, then overlook it. Don't pause. Move on. That's the first thing. Number two, if something that you can bear, which means what? Which means, yes, I don't like when someone eats next to me in that way and they make, you know, sounds and stuff, but I can take it. It's fine. I can let it go. Then let it go. Right? Let it go. So if something cannot be changed, let it go. If something that you can bear yourself, let it go. And finally, if something rarely happens, it doesn't happen. Your child is always good, but sometimes he does this. Your wife is always good. Your husband is always good, but sometimes this happens. Overlook these things if they rarely happen, brothers and sisters. Right? Do not overlook something if the haqq of people is going to be wasted here. If there is haqq and you're able to change it, you're able to bring it back to the one who owns the haqq, do not overlook here. It should not be passive. If something needs to be changed in the community, in the masjid, do not be passive and say, the imam told us not overlook. No, we're not overlooking everything. We're only overlooking things that are not important. Or maybe they're not important right now, but in the future they will be important. Right? This is what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. If there is munkar, something needs to be changed because it's a haram, do not overlook this thing. Right? Do not overlook calling people to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anything else, you can overlook. If someone didn't say salamu alaykum to you, you can overlook that. If someone didn't comment on your post on Facebook, you can overlook that. It's not important. Right? These are the things that we call fan taghaful. And my Arab brothers here will understand this. Tannish, ta'ish, tanta'ish. Tannish, ta'ish, tanta'ish. They're laughing now. It means if you let things go, your life will be fresh all the time. Try this art, brothers and sisters. I will finish and conclude with the saying, with statement, beautiful statement from Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he said, "Ma yazalu at-taghafulu 'an az-zallati min arqa shiyam al-kiram." One of the best qualities of generous people, overlooking, at-taghaful. "Fa'inna an-nasa majbuluna 'ala az-zallat." Human being were created to slip and to make mistakes. فَإِنْ اِهْتَمَّ الْمَرْءُ بِكُلِّ زَلَّةٍ وَخَطِئَةٍ تَعِبَ وَأَتْعَبَ. If you focus on every single little thing, you will be tired. You will have heart disease. You will always have high blood pressure. Right? تَعِبَ وَأَتْعَبَ. And also people would not like to be in your company because you focus so much. You look like that. You're doing this. You're doing that. People don't like that, brother, sister. People are free. They don't like somebody to police them all the time. Subhanallah. And then he says, do this, overlook everything with your family, with your people, with the society, with the community, and be forgiven Muslim. And be from the worshippers of Ar-Rahman, Ibadur Rahman, wa idha khatabahum al-jahiluna, qalu salama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfect our manners and our akhlaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our deeds, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alimna al-Quran. اللهم علمنا القرآن وفهمنا القرآن ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم آمين وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله اخشعوا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع استووا.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون، ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.